I'm Wade Goodwin in Indianapolis. There was a steady stream of voters at the polls here. Indiana has long been a red state, voting for the Democratic candidate for president only three times in modern history: Roosevelt in the 30s, LBJ in 1964, and then Barack Obama 2 years ago. And that was only by 33,000 votes. If Hoosiers were looking for change in 2008, that still seems to be their motivation.
I voted straight Republican for a change.
Tracy Chepp says she's an independent voter. When we talked to her just after 3 o'clock, she just finished voting at the polling place at Southport High School in Indianapolis. Chepp used to be a loan officer. Now she's unemployed, and the last 2 years have left her feeling vulnerable and worried.
I have way less than I did a couple years ago. I've lost my job. I'm now a student. I have no health care coverage. It's a huge concern to me and my family.
Was there any specific policies that you blame for this situation?
Not necessarily. It's just I just feel like that we in Indiana, we need a change.
Tracy Chepp says she is searching for a political party that does not leave her eternally dissatisfied. 2 years ago, she voted for Barack Obama and the Democrats.
I did. Isn't that pathetic? I'm just trying to see, you know, what these people can do for us.
Although she laughs in good-natured embarrassment about her voting patterns, Chepp says she feels there are many other Americans who are doing exactly the same as she, bouncing hopefully back and forth between the two political parties looking for answers. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Indianapolis.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.